Coach, from at least a media standpoint, this feels different today. From a football coach-player standpoint, is this a different week?
No, well, I mean, of course it's a different week. You know, it's a playoff week, but you take the same approach that we've taken, you know, all year long, and that's just, you know, have a good practice, have fun doing it, you know, prepare, and I thought we had a very, very productive day today.
When you hit the field on Saturday, it'll be 19 days, I believe, since your last consequential football game. I know you don't want to look at last week or 2 weeks ago as such, but how do you balance, how comfortable are you with balancing, getting your rest without being rusty?
Well, you know, we accomplished an awful lot last week with the practice sessions. That was the purpose, and, you know, we had a full speed, very competitive practice, and, you know, 3 days last week, and now we're, you know, we're right in the middle of the preparation week, so we have no concern whatsoever, you know, just because we haven't played in a couple of weeks. That's not an issue. We're, this team's very ready to play, and they know how to practice and prepare.
This should be the first time since, I think, December 7th that Kyle and Albert are both in the lineup. How is your defense different when they're both in?
Well, you know, both players are very good against the run, and then, of course, they can, the two of them together can pressure the passer. You know, we talk about, you know, inside push and outside speed, and that's what we get from them, and it has a tendency, their presence has a tendency to free up, you know, the other players. And, you know, it's just, right, I can't predict how much they're going to play, how long they're going to play, but, you know, they got some quality work done today at practice.
And what's the mental boost to the rest of the defense when guys look over and see them both in?
Yeah, of course it is. You know, although the defense has confidence in the younger guys as well. You know, Jason played very well against Pittsburgh, and, you know, Williams playing well, and the rest of the group's playing hard, playing well.
Do you have an update on Kevin Mawai?
He did not work today, and, you know, he'll be day-to-day.
Coach, the entire world seems to be picking Baltimore. Have you got him right where you want him?
You know, everybody's entitled to their own opinions and their predictions, and, you know, we're just going to practice and prepare and do our best. You know, I mean, our goal was to get to the playoffs, and, you know, and then the secondary goal was to have a week off and home field here. So, we're going to just do the same thing that we've done. Just prepare one day at a time and care, respect, level in for your opponent and see what happens.
Leron McClain may have a prototypical fullback body, but they use him maybe different ways than most teams use fullbacks and the frequency.
I would classify him maybe as a running back rather than a fullback, because you know, either that or they're handing the ball off to the fullback, you know, 200 times a year. But he's a real good player. You know, he pushes the pile. He's a north-south runner. He's got good vision. And he's tough, and you know, that's what you need if you're going to, you know, take the approach they take, you know, with their run game, and they create a lot of third and ones and third and twos, which makes it hard to get off the field.
Coach, since the last time you saw them, they've started running their version of the Wildcat with a double quarterback. What's your perspective of it, and how does that alter your preparation?
Well, you know, we will prepare for that against various opponents that have shown it on tape, and, you know, I feel like we have a pretty good feel for it, and, you know, they don't do it an awful lot, and, you know, if they do, then, you know, we'll be prepared for it.
Given the way these two teams play, how important is it to get off to a good start, you know, maybe put up some points early and not have to play from behind?
Well, you know, anytime you can get off to a good start, it gives you a chance to carry some momentum. But this game's not going to be determined in the first series or the second series. This game's going to be determined throughout the course of the game. You know, turnovers are going to be a key factor, and you know, the run game, stopping the run, and who's making the plays down the field. So, you know, a good start certainly at home would help. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, doesn't mean, you know, the end is near. You know, you got 60 minutes.
Jeff, if you had to put it on a scale of 1 to 10, how physical do you anticipate this game being?
Well, it'll probably be the most physical game we've played, and I'm expecting it to be the most physical game they've played. And, you know, we'll see what happens. It's kind of, you know, I'm sure they're talking about this is all about the last man standing, you know, and so that's what the playoffs are all about. You know, the intensity level increases. They have experience of playing last weekend. We don't, but we should be able to match their intensity.
Jeff, was this a week when coaches were spending the night out here?
You know, our philosophy here is get your work done and go home. Some will stay, some will not. You know, we don't make it a contest to see who gets in earliest and who stays the latest. It's when you get your work done, you go home.
What kind of forecast have you got, and do you anticipate weather being an issue?
A high of 42, a low of 28, and rain and snow flurries, wind out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour.
You're not making that
But
up.
That's subject to change. No, seriously. That's the way it was when I came out to practice, but it'll be different tomorrow.
Will you be outside in it this week?
Yeah, we're expecting good weather tomorrow and Thursday, so we'll be outside.
But the history of these two teams for you, is it hard not to take this one personally when you're prepared?
You know, I don't know that I've ever taken one personally. This is about our football team getting ready to play the next game. And, you know, history is, you know, the history, the rivalry, the records, the matchups, they're all well and good. You know, there's been some great battles between the two teams, but none of that has a bearing on Saturday afternoon.
The fans coming to the game, what are your expectations and maybe your message to them?
Well, we've got a great fan base here. We sold, single tickets out in 3 minutes. And, they're excited about the opportunity. They're excited about having the chance, the road to the Super Bowl, go through Nashville. So they're going to do everything they possibly can to help us this weekend.
Jeff, I wasn't out here in practice. The participation level of Haynesworth and Vandenbosch?
They both practiced today.
Okay. Would you want to say limited? Or?
No, we'll have an injury report for everybody tomorrow.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.